Empty Pockets Blues.
We'll be back soon, young man. You were the guy who especially liked Doggone, right? You really liked that one. Okay, just check it. It's great being here. What a beautiful place. What a wonderful way to spend a weekend right here amongst the bolts and the bluegrass. Did you like the way I said bolts? I'm learning the right way to say it. Okay. Well, it's time to bring on these other guys. You know, we just exhausted ourselves on that song. There's 48,000 notes in that song, and we got a few extras tonight, in fact. So we're exhausted, so they have some great hot tubs back there for us, filled with warm Jell-O, which is our favorite. And we're going to bring out these other guys. These are older guys, so, you know, just understand that, you know, they're a little older. In fact, when we discovered them quite a while ago, about 30 years ago, they were old then, in fact. And some of you might know some of the history, like where we discovered them. It was way up in the northwest, a place called Wyoming, Montana. It's right on the border there between, New Mexico and Wyoming, Montana. And there's a little place there called the Eat Cafe. It's not a chain. It's just one restaurant called the Eat Cafe. And right in the corner of that place is a jukebox that they were clustered around when we discovered them. And what are they doing? They're sitting around trying to figure out the words to an old Hank Snow song or something like that. And when we checked out the jukebox, everybody on the jukebox is named Hank or Merle. Everybody. There was, unfortunately, no women on the jukebox. It was all men named Hank. Hank Snow, Hank Cochran, Hank Lachlan. And this guy who turns out he's the father of Hank Williams Jr. Hank Williams was one of the stars back then, and he did a lot of good records. And they learned all this stuff, and then they figure it out on their electrophonic instruments, and it plays. They come up with a different kind of music. They call it Western music. I guess they're here. It takes them a while to get out from backstage, but they're ready to go. And you're not supposed to touch me. Okay. They're our employees, so we hope they do a good job for you for the next 18 or so minutes. Please welcome, all the way from Wyoming, Montana, here they are, Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers.
Mighty fine, and a great big Western howdy to each and every one of you from each and every one of us. I'm Red Knuckles.
And we're the Trailblazers.
He's the Trailblazers so far. We are really happy to get it out of the hot rise bus. We've been cooped up in a little closet they have for us there. When we're not busy doing chores for them, washing the windows, they told us to put the winter air into the tires on the bus earlier today. That's hard to do with just your breath and just stuff like that. But we're glad to be up on the stage where we're meant to be, folks. We really need to play for y'all this Western style music that we learned back home in Wyoming, Montana, where we come from, right on the border of Wyoming and Montana. And it is really good to be here at Boat's End.
In Honky
Tonk. All right. Here comes Waldo right now. We've been late to every show we've ever played. Yeah, go ahead.
What is it?
Traveling Blues, yeah. Go ahead.